It's half time here in Ballandine in the second round of the Amara Cup, where we're playing Davitts, and we're happy enough at half time, it has to be said. We're 2-6 to 4 points up, playing very good football. The team, as you know, didn't play well last Sunday against Hollymount Carrimore, but have played much better here. From one of the very early attacks, Mark Walken touched a Ronan Mackin cross home into the net, and Peter Stanton and James Quinn added points, but it's 1-2 to 3 points ahead. Davitts came back then with three unanswered points, and it looked like it was going to stay close, but Ballinrobe upped it again and finished out the half very strongly to lead by 2-6 to 4 points, as I said. The goal, the second goal, came from Enda Riley just before the half-time whistle, and it was one of a number of very good moves Ballinrobe put together. Peter Stanton, Mark Walken, Ray McGrail with two frees, Mark Walken again with a point from play, and that Enda Riley goal, the scores that brought us to 2-6 to 4 points ahead. So the team are moving the ball very well, they're working hard, defending very well, and really have improved quite a deal from last Sunday. Now the team today is in goal Kenneth O'Malley, full back line Rory Kane, who didn't play last Sunday, David Killeen and David O'Connor. Half-back line, James O'Malley, Raymond McGrail and Phelan Riley, who didn't play last Sunday as well. Midfield again, we have Peter Feerick and Ronan Mackin, or Peter Finnerty, I should say, and Ronan Mackin. And in the half-forward line, we have five new forwards from last Sunday, a number of players unavailable today. In fact, we have a very short substitutes list today. And the forward line, only one of the forwards played last Sunday, that's James Quinn, and he's having a very good game today. The five other forwards who came in were Peter Stanton at right half-forward, Declan Riley, who came on last Sunday, and Brendan Butler at left half forward. Inside, James Quinn, Mark Walken at full forward, and Enda Riley at left full forward. So that's the story here at half time. Ballinrobe, 2 goals and 6 points, Davitts, 4 points. Davitts don't have Michael Conroy or Colin Boyle, their county players, and of course, we don't have Donal Vaughan, our county player. But it's quite a good game of football, and a big crowd here. Davitts, of course, still in the aftermath of the All Ireland run, so they have a big support here today. And a few here from Ballinrobe as well too. So half time, 2-6 to 4 points in Ballinrobe's favour.